Over the past few years, we have been following work being done to create a social security system for Scotland. Many payments are now being devolved, and that entails a great deal of work to set up the organisation, the IT, the infrastructure, and looking at the way the benefits or payments are administered. Today we have with us Shirley Ann Somerville, who's the Cabinet Secretary, who looks after the Social Security Scotland creation and development. Thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure to be there.
Now, we've been looking at news which has come from Westminster around personal independence payment, which will be devolved to Scotland. Some worrying figures from Westminster showing that over half of the payments since 2013 in Scotland for new applicants have been refused. There are people having their payments cut, and an increase, in fact, in appeals as well. PIP's obviously quite a large payment that's going to be coming to Scotland. How do you look to reform that or change that system to be fairer?
Well, the most important thing we can do to ensure that we are reforming this in the right way is to work with people who have been in receipt of PIP to ensure that we learn from the mistakes that are happening in the current system, to make sure that we don't just slightly change the system so we're not repeating those mistakes, but we actually build a new social security system here in Scotland that works for disabled people. So I know from speaking to many people about the stress, the anxiety of the application process of trying to fill in that form, and particularly the face-to-face assessment part of that process. Now, you can have a robust system of social security, but deal with people in a much more humane manner, and that's what we are determined to do. And the only way that you can do that is to work with people who will be using that service. And that's why I'm confident that the people who will be claiming for benefit entitlement under Social Security Scotland will have a much better experience. They'll feel that they're actually supported and that they can go through that process confident that we are gathering the right information at the right time so we can make the right decision as early as possible.
Tens of thousands of people have had their payments stopped or cut and had to go through this appeals process. I think many are concerned about the fact that there are perhaps are targets that Westminster has for removing people from payments and costs, of course, the implication there for private companies who are doing this. Does that change when Scotland takes over a PIP?
Well, very importantly, the private sector will not be involved in the implementation of our replacement to PIP. So we're looking very much at a different way of doing things, right from pre-application support being available to people in their local community through our local delivery teams, through an application process that's being designed with people so that they can tell us what they want that application process to look like. We need to be really clear about the eligibility and to make sure that we are gathering the information within Social Security Scotland so we can make the right decision without the client having to go to a face-to-face assessment. The vast majority of claims under the DWP going to that face-to-face assessment, which is one of the most stressful parts of this process. But if we get our process right up in Scotland, if we make our decision within the agency where we'll gather all that information that's required, then there's not the necessity for people to go to the face-to-face assessment. And it's really, really important that we build a system that works right before people even think about filling that form in, right up until the end of that process where they get a letter with their determination and decision on it. All of that has to be done in conjunction with disabled people as we're designing it. And if we do that, then we'll get something that works for them and, quite frankly, is a more effective and more efficient system for the government to run too.
When the payments pass to Scotland, will everyone currently on personal independence payment have to be reassessed? One of the things that people were concerned about was many are having to be reassessed every few years, 5 years, 10 years, and many of them have conditions which will not improve, may even deteriorate.
Well, we will begin taking new claims for our replacement to PIP in early 2021. from that, we will then transfer all the cases over from people that are currently on the DWP PIP. That will be done in a priority so that if anyone's coming up to a reassessment by the DWP, we will transfer them over. So if you're due your reassessment after spring 2021, we will ensure we will transfer your case over before you are reassessed by the DWP, because again, we know that's an exceptionally stressful point in the process. And when we transfer the case over, there's no requirement for anyone to fill in additional application forms for them to do anything. This is a process that will happen inside the agency, although we'll obviously keep people fully informed what's happening with their case. You will move over to the Social Security Scotland system, and then you'll be put on our new way of delivering our benefits, which will ensure that you're on a rolling reward where people don't have this continuous stress of being called in for reviews and a continuous worry about that brown envelope coming through the door. So if we work on that basis, then I hope that everyone that's currently on the system, even though they've had a very bad experience perhaps getting to that point, it will be easy for them to transfer over, and then they'll be put on our system where we will deal with you with dignity, fairness and respect. Now, it may be, for example, that people might want to get in touch with the agency because their condition is deteriorated and they feel that they may be eligible for a further award. So, of course, cases can be looked at earlier if the client wishes that to happen. But we need to have a system in place where people have a reassurance that if once they go through that application process, they're on a case of rolling rewards with light touch reviews, that they can be reassured that we will not be putting them through unnecessary hoops and barriers to get the money which they are entitled to after all.
So you're hoping for a smooth transition when move from Westminster to Holyrood. If people require appeals, have to go through an appeals process, does that differ from the current Westminster system as well?
So people will be able to ask for a redetermination. So internally, the Social Security Scotland can look at a decision afresh. But again, this is very different to what happens in Westminster. It's done by a different team, and the whole decision is being looked at again. So it's not as what happens at the current point in DWP. In many ways, the DWP reconfirms its decision. This is a brand of fresh look at a case. If a client, of course, does still want to go over to an appeal, short-term assistance will be available for that client. So that means that they won't have a financial penalty at that point, that short-term assistance will protect their payment.
Just one final question regarding the payments as well then. Will people continue to receive the same amounts of PIP as they are currently on with DWP? And will that change by things like cost of living, etc.?
So what we're very much looking at as we move forward is a safe and secure transition. We are going through a massive change, and this is people's biggest concern that they tell us about is they want to make sure that they continue to receive their payment at the right time. So that safe and secure transition where people can be reassured that this is a seamless process to them is very, very important. We're obviously looking at what we will put into our regulations for child DLA replacement and PIP replacement, and also looking very seriously at what we do need to do in terms of updating payment on an annual basis, for example, to take account of inflation. That's built into our system up here that the government is required to look at that and to act upon that. So again, all the way through this process, it's about making it as easy for the client, putting the responsibility on the agency and the responsibility on government to make sure that those payments are keeping pace with inflation.
Shirley-Ann Somerville, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure.